Hello. Hi, how you doing today?
Good, you?
I'm doing great, thank you for asking. My name is Anthony from Georgia, Opinion Surveys. Now, I'm not selling anything. I am conducting a voluntary opinion survey. And I'd like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. If you don't mind me asking, what is the year of your birth?
April 18th, 1949.
1949, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so that we can have a clear sample and we're reaching everybody, if you don't mind me asking, what is your race?
I'm a Negro.
I'm sorry?
I'm black.
Okay, awesome. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Okay. Do you lean more toward the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or neither?
Neither.
Okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
GED.
Okay. Awesome. Let me ask you, here are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which Georgia is headed?
I'm unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied or somewhat?
Very unsatisfied.
Do you approve or disapprove the job Brian Kemp is doing as governor?
No.
So you don't approve, you disapprove, correct?
I don't approve.
And would you say that you strongly or somewhat disapprove?
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following, okay? Use a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 5, neither warm or cold, okay? You're neutral. And 0, very unfavorable towards them. You can use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. Now, if you never heard of them, or that person, or that group, just let me know. How do you feel about Donald Trump from 0 to 10?
From 0 to 10?
Yes.
I dislike him from 0 to 10.
So you would say 0, very cold and unfavorable, 5, neutral, 10, very warm and favorable. How would you rate your feelings toward Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Okay, so it'll be 0?
Yes.
What about Ron DeSantis? Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
No.
How would you rate your feelings towards them from 0 to 10? 0, unfavorable. 10, favorable.
Unfavorable, 0 to 10.
Okay, what about Joe Biden? How would you qualify Joe Biden from 0 to 10? How much do you like him?
I think he needs to retire.
Okay, but how much do you like him from 0 to 10? What would you rate your feelings towards him?
5.
5. What about Kamala Harris?
I'd say a 4.
A 4? What about Brian Kemp?
0.
Okay. What about Tim Scott? Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Okay. I truly thank you. Okay, just allow me a couple of moments. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10. 10, a lot of power. 0, no power at all.
0.
0? Okay. What about, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to their community? From 0 to 10, how much power does the black community vote has?
How much power? About an eight.
Okay. Okay. How would you describe black political power since 2020? Has gotten more powerful, much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, much less powerful.
It's gotten less powerful.
Okay, somewhat less powerful or much less powerful?
Much less powerful.
Okay. Now, we're almost done, okay? Thank you very much. We're almost done. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Using
very government. Likely.
Very likely. So definitely you're going to vote, correct?
Right.
Okay. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all, who is elected president in 2024? Do you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, not at all?
I care a little bit.
A little bit. In the November 5th, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or you would not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I wouldn't vote for neither one of them.
Okay, so you can say that you're undecided?
No, I'm not undecided, but I wouldn't vote for them.
Okay, who would you vote for? Joe Biden, Donald Trump,
no.
Third-party
no.
candidate?
Maybe okay, a third party candidate.
Okay. So the third party candidate, that's who you will vote for?
Maybe.
Okay. So, all right. Now, something a little bit different. Has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
About the same.
About the same. I'm going to read to you a list of issues. I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Jobs and wages. From 0 to 10, how important or should that be on the Democrats' top priorities? From 0 to 10, jobs and wages.
10.
What about climate change?
Climate change, they can't control that.
Okay, so how top of priority should that be from 0 to 10?
I'll get out of 10, too.
What about health care?
Definitely health care. They need to change.
What about reducing racism and discrimination?
That should be taken away.
So that should be a top priority, correct?
Right.
So would you give it a 10, an 8, 7,
yes.
9? Okay. What about abortion access?
I don't believe that.
Okay, so that should be a zero? So it should not be a top? Okay. What about student loan debt? Should that be a top priority or should not? From 0 to 10.
Student loan?
Yes.
They should give the students a loan.
Okay. So should that be a top priority for Democrats to improve your community?
Yeah, that should be a top priority.
Okay. So how would you rate it from 0 to 10? 10 is top priority. 0, not top priority.
10 prize, 0 not prize.
Yes. So you will give it 10?
Yes.
Okay. Same thing with this one, okay? I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means has definitely been on the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 has definitely not been on the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Jobs and wages.
They're not on there.
That should be a top priority?
They should be, but it's not.
So it should be a 10?
Yes.
Climate change?
Climate change don't have that much to do with it.
Okay. So should that be a top priority for the Democrats to improve your community?
Yes.
So would you give it a 10, a 9, an 8, a 7?
I'd give it an 8.
8, okay. What about health care? What would you give it?
I'd give it an 8.
An 8. What about reducing racism and discrimination?
There should be no discrimination. God made all of us.
Okay, exactly. I do agree with you on that particular point. But what we're looking for is how would you rate reducing racism and discrimination to be a top or not a top priority for Democrats to help improve your community?
I don't know. I have to think about that now.
From zero to ten. 10, it should be on top priority. 0, it should not be.
I'll say 8. 8.
What about abortion access? Should that be on the top priority?
No, abortion shouldn't be in it.
Okay, so how would you rate it? 0, 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'll say 4.
What about a student loan debt? Should that be a priority for Democrats to help improve your community from 0 to 10? What would you give it?
An 8.
An 8. Okay, awesome. Now, I'm going to read to you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, or not that much, or not at all. The Department of Justice just recently charged the 5 Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Has that impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all? Oh, you never heard of that?
No, I never heard of that one.
What about in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possessions and urged governors to do the same? Has that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all? Or never heard of it?
No.
So never heard of it or not at all?
I've never heard of it.
What about the American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice programs and expanding access to the workforce for underserved populations. Has that impacted you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, or you never heard of it?
I never heard of it.
Okay, I'm going to read to you some reasons the Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each reason on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means it is extremely convincing, reason to vote in November 2024, and 0, not all convincing reason to vote in November. Now, you can select any number from 0 to 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. How convincing is that statement from 0 to 10? 10, extremely convincing. 0, not all convincing. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. How convincing is that?
I'll say 10.
Okay. The next one says Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he has accomplished a lot of that will keep our communities. His past policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access and that lower cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investments for ourselves, our families, and our communities. How convincing does that sound to you? From 0 to 10.
5? Yes.
Okay. Sometimes over the course of our slavery, people change their minds. It is okay if you did. It's okay if you did not, okay? Now, I'd like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? From 0 to 10, how much power does your vote have?
I don't feel that my vote has that much power, but I would like to vote.
Okay.
So that I can say I'm
how much power would you rate your vote from 0 to 10?
8.
8? Awesome. What about, we know there's a little way off, but as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? From 0 to 10. 10 definitely will vote. 5, 50-50 chance. 0, you're not going to vote.
10.
Awesome, great. Now, ma'am, would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Do you care
a great deal? A little bit?
Yes.
A great deal.
A great deal.
If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate, or you would not vote for president, or are you undecided?
I wouldn't vote for Joe Biden. I wouldn't
Joe
vote
Biden.
For Donald Trump.
Okay. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair fight.
I don't trust them.
I'm sorry?
I don't trust them.
You don't trust? Okay, NARO. What about the local board of election?
I don't trust some of them either.
You don't trust them either. What about the New Georgia Project? Have you ever heard of this? New Georgia Project. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Okay, what about the Secretary of State? How much do you trust them for information? A great deal? A fair amount? Not that much? Not at all?
A fair deal? A small amount?
What about Black Voters Matter? Do you trust them a great deal?
Black Voters does matter.
Okay, do you trust them a great deal? Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all, but you never heard of them?
I trust them a great deal.
What about Pro-Georgia? Would you trust them a great deal, fair amount, not that much, not at all, but you never heard of them?
Never heard of them, but...
What about Fair Count? Do you trust that organization?
I'm gonna have to cut you off now. I got something.
We're almost done, man. We're almost done. Okay? We're almost done. Just allow me a couple of minutes so we can finish this survey. Oh, lady. Yes. Actually, 92%. I mean, it's kind of against me. Complete it or not?